Psalm 131, A Song of Degrees of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. What a wonderful testimony of a man after God's own heart. The delight and blessing of settledness, stillness, patience, and humility. Truly, God giveth grace unto the humble, and the meek shall inherit the earth. For the proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, but those who learn to be meek and lowly are his delight. So let us have the mind of Christ, and not exercise ourselves in great matters, or in things too high for us. But let us learn to trust the Lord in everything, day by day. Let us not mind high things, but let us condescend to men even of low estate, not judging according to outward appearance, but with humble hearts looking on their hearts. And let us with all lowliness of mind esteem others better than ourselves. Let us be humble, like little children, and receive the kingdom of God in all earnestness, trust, and patience. Let us not seek our own welfare, but the good of others, for then we shall be the children of our Father in heaven. No matter what we face, we can cry out, Abba, Father, and he shall hear our cry and come to our rescue, as a good father rushes to his children's aid in time of trouble. And then, when we become humble, submitted, and trusting, then we can put our hope in the Lord. We can patiently and earnestly look forward to the day when he shall return and call us to himself. The day when our faith shall be made sight. The day when we shall stand and bow before the one who humbled himself to become even a child, and who loved us and died for us, considering not himself, but our great need. And we shall receive the full adoption, the redemption of the body. For our vile body shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, so that our mortality shall put on immortality, and we shall be fashioned alike unto his glorious, resurrected body in his presence. This is the blessed hope, the hope of eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if your heart is not haughty, then let us, the Church of Jesus Christ and Israel, let us hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Psalm 131.